Yeah, no, I understand. Sorry, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Yeah, it's happening right now. Unfortunately. I'll see if I can find someone else. Thanks for letting me know before I got any worse. And I wish you luck with your thing, really. Yeah, that sounds good. Text me after so you can let me know how it went. I'm actually curious to know if this is going to end well for you since you're canceling on me on Extraction Day. If I don't give you a hard time, who will? You need someone to humble you. Anyways, I'll let you go. Text me later. What the fuck am I going to do now? You know the guy I always spend my extractions with? Oliver? Yeah, him. He just bailed on me. Apparently, some kind of a once-in-a-lifetime chance with his boss. Now I'm going to be stuck taking care of this on my own. Fuck me. It's been years since I had to do something like this. I'm not even sure I remember how to get my own eggs out without the help of someone. What the fuck am I gonna do? What was that? Did you say something? You volunteer. You volunteer for what? Oh, no. No. You're not helping me with my egg extraction. Do you even know how it works? We're completely different species. Me being a Lami and all. Do you even know how my ovipositor works? Well, it's kind of important since that's what would be going inside you. Every month we go through a cycle. Humans get a period, we create eggs. At the end of the month, if that egg isn't fertilized, I need to deposit it somewhere or else I could get sick and pass away. That's where Oliver came in. He was thrilled when I first asked him if we could come to an agreement. Turns out he really enjoyed being bred. In short, you would have to let me fuck you and put my eggs in you. The egg will dissolve within 24 to 48 hours, depending on your body. That's a lot to ask of someone, so I wasn't really planning on doing it. Would you be able to handle something like that? Can you take time off that quickly? If you really are that insistent on helping me, sure. It saves me the trouble of trying to find someone else on such short notice. I didn't think you would be into this kind of a thing. That's why I didn't ask you at first. Don't take this the wrong way. I assumed you were more vanilla. Taking an ovipositor is not for the weak, but if I was going to breed anyone besides Oliver, I'm glad it's you. He's usually such a whiny little bitch for it. Oh my God. But that's not important. That's not here nor there. What is important is you. Are you nervous? I can offer something to make it a bit easier. I have a type of venom in my fangs that if I bite you, it will cause your body to respond to me. Think of it like an aphrodisiac straight into the bloodstream. It was for back in the day when we were all hunters and shit like that. Nowadays, it's a lot easier to find a partner. There's entire sites dedicated to it. That's actually where I found Oliver. You know what? Not important. Basically, the venom will make your heart start pumping elsewhere and help your muscles relax. That's going to be really important when the big egg is officially inside you. Is that something you want? Like, do you want my venom or do you want to raw dog you're breeding? then give me your wrist. It works fastest if I puncture the thin skin there. Thank you. Now, this is going to hurt. I'm going to bite you, and I'm going to inject you with venom. Venom filled with pheromones that's going to make you horny beyond your wildest imagination. But there is still going to be a bite. You'll feel a sharp pinch and something burning hot going inside you for a few seconds. Then it will actually start working a minute or two later. I don't want you to freak out when you start feeling these things or see my giant fangs. Have I actually shown you them before? This is going to be your first time. That's exactly why I'm telling you then. I want you to be prepared for the bite, and I don't want you complaining that it hurts. I know it's going to. So, on the count of three, ready? One, two. I'm sorry. I just knew if I waited until three, you would have pulled your wrist away. How does it feel? That's what I expected. While you're still lucid, you might want to undress. Things are going to get a lot more intense for you in another minute. Oh, and make sure you're also in a position that you find the most comfortable. Since you're the one doing me a favor, I'll let you pick it. Easiest would probably be missionary, considering the length of my tail and the fact that I'm going to be fucking you with my ovipositor, but it's your call. Whatever you want to do, right? I'm glad to see you taking my advice, though. Watching you get comfortable. This is going to be a lot easier for me. The tail is so fucking long, you have no clue. Giant thing weighs so fucking much, and then it makes things 10 times more difficult, but it's definitely worth it. I just like how the blue shimmers, you know? Oh. You're starting to look a little flustered. Are you starting to feel it? Is the venom in your bloodstream working its way all throughout your system, setting every nerve on fire with need? That's good. That means it's working. I just need to lube up my ovipositor and then I'll get it inside you. I know in about a second or two you're going to be begging for it. The aphrodisiacs have reached your brain by this point, turning you into a pliant and horny little pet for me. Getting excited thinking about my egg, aren't you? You're curious to see how big it is, to feel it. You haven't seen it in person. You've only seen the bulge that Oliver leaves with whenever we're finished. That's gonna be you this time. That excites you, huh? Yeah, I bet it does. Sends a shiver of pleasure down your spine. You're going to be the one with the distended stomach this time, stuffed full of my giant egg. And then you'll feel it slowly dissolve inside you, being turned into nutrients as you watch it shrink throughout the next few days. You can't wait to look in the mirror and see what you look like, can you? That's good, pet. I hope you can keep this level of eagerness once you get my ovipositor inside you. The blue scales from my tail makes the pure white ovipositor really stick out, huh? Just look at it. Can you see the lube dripping from the tip of it, pet? And that only makes you want me more, doesn't it? I like that answer. For that, I'm not going to keep you waiting anymore. I'll give you what you need. Fuck. Oh, that's tight. Are you a virgin, or has it just been that long since someone fucked you? Oh, wow. God damn. You feel good. You feel really fucking good, pet. I can't believe I didn't think of asking you about this before. If I had known you would have wrapped yourself around me like this, welcomed me in so easily, then I don't think I would have needed Oliver. I could have just fucked you this entire time, bred you up nice and big, watch your stomach swell with my egg, and then slowly shrink back down every month. For that day or two, everyone would know exactly what you are to me. They would know exactly what you did and what you offered. Everyone would know what a slut you are for being fucked full of eggs. They would only be able to laugh at you as you waddle away from them in humiliation. Oh, it would be pathetic, even for you, pet. Oh, fuck, that's right. Barely a minute in, and you're already moaning like such a pretty little slut. Are you going to start asking for more this early, too? Are you? Come on, why don't you do it? Oh, fucking that's it. What a good pet you're being for me. I'm doing a great job of taking my ovipositor nice and deep. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? A bit different from a cock. A lot thicker, but more squishy. An empty shaft that is a bundle of nerves for me to push the egg through. The eggs that are going to be going inside of you. The one big egg deep inside your meaty hole. That's right. You said you wanted it filled. Will a giant egg be enough for you? Will that finally make the size queen full? Oh, that's right, Pat. I know your type. The bigger the better, right? Even if you break yourself on it, you want to push yourself to the limits, don't you? That's my sweet slut. You're doing very, very good for me. Keep it up. Keep taking my cock just like that, letting it fuck you how you need. I don't even have to touch you, do I? With the help of the venom, this feels so good. You're going to be able to come hands-free. You're going to be able to come just like this, aren't you? Oh, that's my pet. Look at you doing such a good job. You look so good on your back. Taking my cock nice and deep. Clenching around the ovipositor as you feel my blue scales shifting against you. Oh, fuck. Oh, so good. Oh, that's right, pet. Eager to make me come faster. To get the egg inside you faster. So desperate to be bred up by Alamia. To feel the ovipositor twitching inside your greedy hole. Oh, you can't get enough, can you? Moaning as loud as you can as you take what I give you. Crying out in pleasure. Oh, but it doesn't stop, does it? Not even for a fucking second. It just keeps coming. Thrust after thrust inside you. Oh, fuck. So good. Oh, so good, slut. Oh, I had no idea that this is what you masturbate to when you're alone. You've been fantasizing about getting fucked full of eggs since the day I moved in, haven't you? Oh, you became jealous of Oliver the first time you saw him, wishing it was you who was swollen with my egg, that it was your stomach that was distended from being fucked like that, didn't you? Oh, that's right. You touched yourself every night to the thought of it, didn't you? You heard the moans I was making and pictured yourself underneath, being the cause of those noises. And now that you have it, it's even better than you imagined, isn't it? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, what a good slut I have underneath me, answering all my questions. Take my ovipositor just like you should. You're doing so good for me. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, my heavy tail keeps you pinned underneath as you take more of my cock. Every inch buried deep inside you, making sure you're open enough to take all of this egg. Oh, yes. Can't wait to feel your stomach when it's inside you. I might have to fuck you again just to show you that I can. That's my egg inside you. Oh, yes, fuck. Oh, so good. And that's a yes. Clench around me again, slut. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck yes. Do it again. Make me happy. Yes. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, so good. Such an obedient pet for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, taking me so well. Looks so pretty stretched out on my ovipositor like this. And it's not even as full as you're going to be. An egg is going to be fucked inside you. Travel through my shaft to get planted deep inside you. Oh, so fucking deep, you'll be able to see it right away. And guess what? You won't be able to take it out yourself. No, no, no. That's right. You just have to let it dissolve naturally, and everyone will see just how easy you are. Oh, fuck. Your crush on me is going to get out if anyone sees you like this, rocking the egg bomb that I'm about to fuck into you. Oh, I can feel it. It's starting to travel. It's moving towards the shaft the more I rock against you. Oh, that's right. Oh, looks so good underneath me, but you're gonna look even better once you're bred up, fucked full of my egg. It's gonna look so good. You're not gonna wanna go back. You're going to be begging me every day to breed your hole, aren't you? I just know you are. Oh, fuck. Look at you. You can't get enough of it. Matching my thrust as you take me nice and deep in your hole. Feeling my egg starting to work up the shaft and stretch you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you'll be able to take it, won't you? This is what you've wanted. This is what you've fantasized about for months. Oh, that's right. Just breathe for me, pet. You can do it. Just breathe for me while you take my ovipositor. Oh, and that's right. Oh, I know it's a lot. I do. But you're gonna take it. You can do it. Oh, I can't stop now. Not when it's halfway inside you like this. Oh, come on, you can do it. I know you can. It just feels so good to be stretched out by something as thick as this, doesn't it? No, yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's right. The egg slowly slips inside you. Your pleasure growing more with each thrust. Oh, fuck, that's it, bitch. Melt into it. Melt into the mind-numbing pleasure of being bred by me. Fuck, so good, bitch. Oh, shake my egg. Come around it like a good pet. You deserve it. Oh, so fucking close. You feel so good. Take it. Take off my egg. That's it, pet. You did good for me. You did really good. And I felt so good too, huh? That's right. You must feel really full with the egg inside you, huh? Look down, pet. Look down and see it. You basically look pregnant. Like I knocked you up for real. Are you able to move? All right. I'm gonna take that as a no. You stay there. I'll be right back. I'm going to get us a towel, and then I'm going to bring you some food and water. You're going to need it in order to dissolve the egg. You might feel more tired over the next few days, and that's because your body's doing its job. So it will be converted to nutrients, and you will be back to normal. It's just going to take a little bit. Oh, and I should probably text Oliver and tell him I was able to find someone to help. I know he'll get worried. I might even replace him with you, depending on how well you handle this whole egg-dissolving thing. That is, if you would want to do it. Would you want to do it again? Okay. That's good to know. I will definitely be thinking about that for next month. Right, let's get you cute, let's, I'm a little tongue-tied at that, let's get you cleaned up. It seems I really did a number on you, and you just made me fluster, so I'm gonna head out of the room before I embarrass myself even further. I'll be right back.